7BTG approaching the gateway.
Rescue 3 en route Sabino and 7JZG.
N7JZG, KE7BTG.
Copy back, Kate.
This is Special Michael.
Copy, you are at the back gate.
Sydney, Mike, Jeff.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, if I follow you in.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You can head up with me. I don't see anybody else close.
Mike, do you have a change?
It's real busy up here on the roadway today, too, so we'll try to limit traffic, but definitely we'll allow the hasty to go in and then have people wait for Michael. There's a lot of traffic on the road today.
Mike, do you have Jane?
Negative. I have Brian. I don't have room for anybody else.
Well, not literally, but along is with you on hasty.
Yes, I'll go in with Jane. She was at the gate, and she's just going to follow me in.
I'm taking you up. And if you like, I have James Hoiby with me.
Hi, copy that. You got Hoiby with you?
Well, if we're going slow on the canyon, going up Bear Canyon Road sure looked fast. And I'm a long way away.
That's all, Dowdy, I'm out of here.
And 70 Jimmy responding.
Is Mother likely to have any information about what's going on up there? Copy, hasty on trail. No further information. Rescue 3 waiting for both of you. Hasty ops. Copy, crossing 5. Patient is at the falls. Copy, you went through 2 and passerby said he's at the falls.
And Jason, yeah, we're going to head up to the LZ here in a minute. We're just finishing up some calls. I was just getting off the road with Pat, so I'll be headed up there to the LZ. Hey, Jane, do you want me to close the back of your truck? Copy that.
Jane, good. Hasty ops. Hasty, go ahead.
You copy me, Jane, go ahead. You copy all that, Michael?
Not all of it.
Basically, he's giving an update. Hold on. Here, stop it. Alright, so I got the phone with the mom. She's been getting updates from the scene from one of the kids. Jane is at crossing 5 currently.
Thank you. In route with 3.
Toyby. Oh, he's approaching to his second switch back up.
I see ops.
That is, I see, go ahead. So far,
I see ops on Simplex or Rescue.
Go ahead.
Do you need the original 1017 for anything?
Negative.
Okay, you copy Jane on scene?
I did copy on scene. It was a little broken, so when she gives you the first update, just if you could relay, or I'll let you know if I need you to relay. And the sergeant is IC. I just have a better radio.
He'll be able to talk to me in a wet noodle.
Michael, I know Jane's probably a little busy, but could you try to raise her and just get a little synopsis as to what we're looking at?
Okay, original report, you just confirmed negative trauma. Just feeling ill and set out.
Step 4, can you, if Jane can hear me right now, just if she's conscious now or unconscious or still going in and out?
Jane, what's up, Jane?
Jane, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jane.
Jane, go ahead with update.
Her name is Haley. She's been living here over an hour. She's gained a lot of interest right now. She's unconscious and her eyes open. And she's going to attack. Mars and me is going to sustain the description of all. Her eyes are sensitive. She set down, she's going to move the entire set down, and then pass it out, goes down on her floor. She has no history of health problems. She's going to have to sit down. Right now, she's going to be sitting down on her floor.
I see, copy.
Additional information.
Copy, she was not drinking on the way up, and she is not sweating now, so you're wetting her down. I see, ops. You're able to copy, no seizures, just more shivering, and no history, and pupils pinprick, pulse 73, BP 110 over 80. No drinking on the way up, no sweating now, so they're wetting her down.
Good copy.
Dale, are you able to hear on rescue?
Not without being sounds.
Okay. Jane is on scene. Patient still unresponsive. No news on helicopter yet. And 7JZT.
7LA. Operation Toybe on scene.
Toybe on scene. James, no news on the helicopter yet, but you might just make the scene safe for them to come in, having people sorted out and minimizing people under the bird when it's hovering.
And when you have one on the way, give us an EPA.
Ops, I see on rescue.
I see, ops.
And no update on EPA for Sheriff One, but I didn't know if you had been briefed on the plan. They're going to come here and pick up Mike Johnson as the crew chief and Brian Bull as the rescue deputy, so we anticipate probably a 5 to 10 minute changeover once the helicopter is at the LZ.
Thank you.
We've also been in contact with Dot Castry several times. She's advising to provide whatever treatment can be done by the HD team on scene, but that this will be extraction only as soon as the helicopter is available.
Roger. I was going to run O2 in, but this truck does not have it anymore.
10-4.
Ops scene. Confirm we have Stokes route.
Yep, it's on Scotty.
Gracias.
However, the wheel is awaiting the next team, but haven't heard of one yet.
Plan A is to do a short move of the patient, just about 75.
Ops, I see.
I see, ops.
So the next team you send in with a basket, if they stop in at the Sabino LZ, we can send a O2 up with them as well.
Okay. I haven't heard of anybody arriving yet.
Tomer, I just heard you on that call with the last team will be up for the basket, so here we can send in the O2 just in case.
Yeah, the Stokes has gone in, the wheel has not.
Copy, the wheel has not.
Michael Tim, I'm about 5 minutes out from the back gate. I can grab O2s from back gate as necessary.
Ops, can you see with another set of rifles?
Okay. AC Ops, go ahead.
Chris, about 19. BP 110 over 80 again. Close to 4 like 90. Just want to get a bit of a little call. The people on the front, they're down the front of the train. I'm sure that it's just about to take the shape. It's probably more like a very mild treatment than, you know, it doesn't seem to be a constant amount of isolation. It has no allergies. I just have to get the horse to be tired. I just like to send him out to work out to get down. But I can say that for him to come on over there.
Copy, respirations 19, BP same, 110 over 80, pulse 90, and unresponsive to pain. Copy, you're still keeping your skin wet.
Yeah, still keeping her wet, to the end of the day. Again, just for analogy, if there's anything else we can be doing, do let us know. We've got shade of water, and I'm taking regular vitals.
The only other piece of equipment that might wind up being useful is AED, and Dale has that. I see, ops.
Good.
Confirm you copied at least the repeat.
I did not copy last. I was talking to meds.
Vitals update, respirations 19, BP unchanged, 110 over 80, pulse 90, almost completely unresponsive, slight movements, occasional shiver. They're providing shade, and if there's anything else that might be recommended, by all means.
monitoring, and she's been in touch again, so we're on track.
Jim, it'd be either that or bring the big truck in.
Sheriff 131. Sheriff 131.
Here, helicopter, is that ours?
If you can copy, winds light, 5 mile an hour maybe out of the south.
If so, we ought to minimize rescue then.
And there is a sock, if that helps.
And James, since they've got a land, then configure for the two guys that are waiting for them. It'll be 10 to 15 before they come your way.
Copy.
The Sheriff 1 is on the ground at the LV, picking up the air crew, and the ambulance is also on scene.
Michael, Jim, over on Lemon Simplex, coming through the back gate.
Copy, coming through the gate.
Fops, Eric.
And Jim, you might want to forget about the O2 and just assist with the helicopter.
Ops, this is Eric.
Eric, Ops.
I have the O2 back, and I'm driving towards the trailhead right now.
Can you hear me?
Copy, Eric has O2. AC Ops.
10-7-3-3-7-BCD.
Jane, go ahead.
So Haley has regained consciousness just now. She is talking to her friend slightly. She indicated she understood a helicopter was coming and she doesn't feel good, but she is doing okay right now.
Copy, patient conscious alert. IC Ops.
And IC copy direct.
Operation scene.
Scene Ops on Simplex only, please.
How about that? We got it switched. Do we have no method of going with Bowen screamers?
The Sheriff 1 is airborne and crews inbound. My name is a Bowman.
Helicopter inbound with Bowman. Scene Ops. Scene Ops.
Go ahead, scene.
Helicopter inbound for Bowman extract. Sheriff 1, you copy. Patient is on the switchbacks.
Steve, Sheriff 1 at rescue. Copy that. Delivery rescuer here. You'll see us overhead in just a minute. Make yourself visible, and then I'll be putting Brian down. He'll be able to help as well.
Jim, are you remaining at LZ?
Negative. I'm almost at trailhead.
Okay.
James, this is Hale on Simplex. No response necessary. I'm blocking trail at the stream crossing.
I see Sheriff 1. Rescue, the rescue deputy was dropped off on the ground, and the gear is just dropped off, and we're standing by waiting for them to call assistance.
I see copy. Rescuer and gear delivered.
Sure. You don't have to answer me right now. We'll pick her up. Bring her back up to where I dropped you off, in that clearer area, away from those Zoros. Go up trail about 30 feet. So you can go to the bench. You go to that bench, if that's going to be easier for you, and we'll pick you up right there. That's actually a good spot.
I hear.
No, go right to the bend. I like that open area. If you go just a little bit farther, you see that the where it just bends there, that large area is nice. Hey, Sheriff 1, we have the patient. We're inbound to the LZ.
Copy, inbound to the LZ.
Okay, Brian, Sheriff 1 on rescue. We're going to come back and pick you up. If you can get to a nice flat spot, maybe at the basin. Okay, Brian, I didn't hear you call up last time. We're inbound to pick you up if you can get to a flat spot, whatever you want to take with you.
Inform. I heard you.
Yeah, just a nice wide open spot. That wasn't terrible where we were at, but if there's any place that just looks easy to get to, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Even farther down the switchbacks, just those switchbacks are right next to the wall. Copy that, we should be there in about 10 seconds.
I had the box closer.
We got you. I see Sheriff 1, we picked up rescue already. LZ. I see your ops. Sheriff 1 has picked up rescue deputy inbound LZ.
IC copies.
Ops copy, Sheriff 1 inbound.
Ops IC on rescue. So the patient's been transferred to the ambulance. The rescue deputy is back at the LZ and Sheriff 1 is clear. We'll just be standing by waiting for hasty to return.
Yeah, that'll make it easier for transport, huh? So you're going to make multiple trips from Bear Canyon.
All right, let's do the LZ then. That way it gives Fire the opportunity if they want to stick around.
Ops IC.
We ended up with only two vehicles here, so we'll come to you at the trailhead.
Roger.
Jason, Mike, rescue.
Okay.
Yeah, there's media at the back gate. I don't know if one of you guys wanted to come and talk to them or when you're done with the debrief, or what do you think?
I'll call up the IO and let him know what the result was so they can pass it along.
Okay. I know he's at the academy. I'll let him know the info, but I gotta get to the hangar.
Alright, when you call him, let him know that the media is 23 and that we're busy with a debrief, so we won't be out there to talk with him for a while.